Welcome everybody, Shir number 781. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish up Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Some very important halachas, miscellaneous halachas pertaining to bread, challah. We spoke a little bit about Shabbos, Lacha Mishnah, making the Hamoitzi and the various different ways to work with it. Okay, so towards the end, we spoke about last time, an interesting thing, Al Pi Kabbalah and Al Tzchibuv HaMitzvah. Chibuv HaMitzvahs, and the we spoke about one should be careful to eat, if possible, at least the kazayis beforehand from that challah itself. Putting aside Shabbos, we're talking about now even during the week. Somebody goes to a chasna, right? You have a roll, or eating lunch, or whatever the case is. The reason why I say a chasna or a sheva brachos or mitzvah like this, you have more bread on the table. So even if you have more bread and more rolls on the table, the roll that you made or the challah, the bilkul that you made the hamaitzi on, one should try and eat at least the kazayis in the beginning of the meal. Lechatchila, of course, preferably it's all lechatchila. But the evidence you didn't do it, everything is still good. You're still yaitza. You know, you don't have to make up the bracha. And if possible, to leave over a piece also for the end of the meal, al pi kabbalah, and so on, to have, and then the place can they bring down to have the taste in one's mouth from the mitzvah itself, from the original challah. Now, just one more interesting thing brings down the Mishnah Berurah over there at the end, and we'll try and get to the Sefer Eitz Halachas. Also, important thing. This piece of challah, for example, like, again, during the week, whenever the case is, but this piece of challah or bilkul or roll that a person made on Maitzi, so it was a mitzvah was done, a bracha was made on it, and a person ate, fine, we understand that, but now he brings down, does Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tzadik Zayin, all the way at the end of our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, that this piece of hamaiti, this roll that the bracha was made, in lahachal behema, one should be careful not to feed it to a animal, v'oif, not to a bird, or the kusi, or let's say to a guy, mi prusas hamaiti, not from the hamaitzi or something, part of the hamaitzi whereby the bracha was actually made. One should be careful not to feed that to an animal, to a goy, or so on. Now, we're not getting into, there is a halacha in reference to one has to feed their animal before they eat. I'm not going to get right into those halachas right now, but there is such a halacha, if one need be, and they have animals and so on. It's at the time of feeding. One should look into it and ask how that's done. There are certain halachas brought down actually in our simon very quickly in reference to that. But be it as it may, from the piece of challah that a person made a maisi from, one should be careful, he brings down, not to feed their animal, bird, or giving it to a guy, or so on. He brings down, why? Because, so he brings down, be careful not from that whole piece of roll or whatever, covered bezel hamitzvah. It's not covered for the mitzvah. I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, but be it as it may, from the roll or the challah, whatever it's made, the mitzvah was made, it's not really covered for the mitzvah, for the bracha, to start giving it to animals or to goyim or these type of things. In other words, need be, somebody has to feed their animal, they have to give to a non-Jew, whatever, they should give them the different bread, different, whatever the case is, a different roll. You know, again, we're not talking about Shabbos, even during the week, but not from the one whereby a moitzi was made. Just to read a little bit from in this Inyan from the Sefer Eitz Halachos, Tovli Zohar, he brings down all the way at the end of Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, all the way at the end, Ois Samach Aleph, Tovli Zohar, Shaloi Lahachel, Mipruzes Amoitzi La'akam, one should be careful not to give from the piece of the Maitzi, where they made the Maitzi, to a guy, Levheim of Oif, Mishim Kovet Abracha, because it's a Kovet Abracha, it's the Kovet of the Bracha that was made on this roll, on this piece of bread, not to give it to an animal, bird, guy, and so on. Alaim came. He brings on, but if there's a case whereby, let's say, part of the bread is, let's say, burnt or something like that, not in a bad way to give it to a guy, well, here, you deserve this bread. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, let's say, to somebody feeds it to an animal, so an animal couldn't care less, right? So, let's say, but let's say part of it was burnt, and not giving it to a guy in this case, but let's say to an animal, feed it to a bird where the bird couldn't care less, right? But you want to feed the bird, so at least give him the piece that's burnt that you can't eat by yourself. Okay, so the Sefer Eitz Halachos goes on to say, just in this Indian of trying, it's not so... it's negela ma'isa, but not so negela ma'isa. But people should be aware of it. V'yeshli zo b'zeh gam min halechem challah, also from the challah shechatach. Let's say you have a challah you're cutting shechatach mimenu prusa hamoitzi. They cut off from a piece of that. From that, you made a hamoitzi on this challah. Let's say you cut off a piece of that. Is that nikra chaticha hanagas b'hamoitzi? That's also an important thing. Even though you cut off a piece, right? Prusas hamoitzi. Is that nikra chaticha hanagas b'hamoitzi? That's really, it's all inclusive. It was all one challah, and now you cut it. And even from there, one should be careful not to give it to these things like we just said, animals, birds, and goy or so on, because it's all part of the part of the challah that the bracha was made on. So that's what the Mishabru said, like we said before. Right? Even though you cut off a small piece, even in other words, the bottom line is from that challah that the bracha was made. That's where it's covered a mitzvah, covered al tzibrach, covered a mitzvah, and so on. And need be to give them other challah, other bread or whatever, another roll or whatever the case is. He says even further interesting things. Says say for Yisrael lachis. Okay, he brings from the Kaf HaChaim and so on. The Viyesh Machmir B'Yosef V'Savalei LaHakbitz LaLitein Lahem Shum Dover Michael Shenishtar Misudas Mitzvah. If there's a Sudas Mitzvah somehow, even Machmir that far, he brings from the Kaf HaChaim to feed an animal, a guy, whatever the case is, when it's mamish is Sudas, you know, Sudas Mitzvah, these type of things. And he brings on the bottom from the Kaf HaChaim, does the Sefer Yitzvah Lachas, in Ois Reish Chof Ches, Avayin Shem from the Kaf HaChaim, in Sifkat and Kuf Mem Aleph, Avayin Shem, the whole Suda Sha'imim Alav Divrei Torah, if it's a Suda, if it's a meal where there was Divrei Torah said, Harehu Sudas Mitzvah, that would be considered a Sudas Mitzvah. The Fiza Yesh Lahakbe B'chol Ma'chole Sudas Shabbos, it is definitely from the Sudas Shabbos, somebody has a Sudas, and they make a Suda on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, right? These type of things, of course, the Sudas Mitzvah. The Chayotzebosh Lolite Mishiyarev La'akum, not to give to a goy. It's important thing. It's covered a mitzvah. Again, this is a little bit that's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch, but the Kaf HaChaim brings this down. It could be Alpi Kabbalah or whatever, but be it as it may, it's covered mitzvah, not to give from Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov to a goy, and so on. And he even goes further to say, interesting, he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, doesn't say for it's a lach, it's v'yesh lahakbid al zeh, simchas in like, you know, you have simcha halls, there are places where people make halls, where people make simchas, yeshivas, and yeshivas, and so on, you have maybe goyish or waiters, or whatever the case might be, or goyim working, you have goyish or waiters, people working, from the etzem sudas Shabbos, to be careful not to give them. If they eat other food, they eat other food. Again, kosher food, and not talking about the non-kosher food. We're talking about the other food in the house, but not from, that was bedafka, you know, part of the Sudas Shabbos per se. He brings this down from the Kaf HaChaim. But in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it talks about Bechlal from the etzem, you know, piece of, or the etzem challah, etzem roll, or whatever the case is, that the bracha was actually made, al tzkovet a bracha, one should definitely be careful not to give these things to, you know, like we said, animals, birds, you know, and so on, and goyim, and so on. Okay, we'll stop it. But again, if need be, of course, you have to feed them, but it should be from other food. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.